This podcast is made possible in part by the South Carolina Governor School for Science and Mathematics, a Palmetto State STEM high school for academically talented juniors and seniors, offering advanced courses and hands-on research. Now accepting applications at scgssm.org.
This is Walter Edgar with South Carolina from A to Z. S is for Sea Islands. Scattered along the state's approximately 185 miles of coastline, South Carolina's sea islands shelter the mainland from storms and erosion. The islands differ considerably in formation, size, and land use. There are two distinct types of islands, active barriers and erosion remnants. Active barrier islands, for example, Hunting and Fripp Islands, developed as currents and storms move sand into beach ridges and dunes held in place by persistent vegetation. Erosion remnant islands, for example, Hilton Head, were once part of the mainland, separated during the Pleistocene epoch. But this ever-changing string of islands, battered by ocean tides as well as man's influences, is more than just a physical buffer. The island's borders also protect a way of life, a unique cultural identity nurtured by the nearby Gulf Stream waters that provided the climate that has defined life on the sea islands.